Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Uno Quattro, Car 54, and movies. On the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Why do you have to get drunk to be an ass? Why do you have to get tight before you get loose? Why do you need a double before you get into trouble? Can't you get into trouble without an excuse? You want to get up and get out and get free and get crazy. But why do you have to start by getting stoned? Because, Pat, you don't have to get drunk to be an ass. You can be an ass on your own.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's play a game of Uno, shall we? Now, remember, when you get one card, you have to shout out Uno. You understand how this works?
Right.
Sure.
Okay. I don't see any Uno cards, though.
Well, this is radio, you see.
Play in your mind.
The theater of the mind. Come here. Can I punch you in the face?
I'm going to play the skip card on this.
Yeah. I want to do a reverse. Back to you,
Tim. Once again, you have to say Uno when you have one card left. And what do you say when you have four cards left, chick?
Oh. Quattro.
Okay, there we go. Had to bring it back. All right, Susie Quattro. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to it.
What does it say about me that I liked it better when he hated it?
Yeah.
Oh, I still hate it.
Do you remember the others? I think Chris Norman was in the band called Smokey and Living Next Door to Alice or something like that. That's one you can... That's one you can lustfully hate.
Okay. Let's move forward here. We have some news from the world of sports.
Well, we got one more letter just for Tom. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I, too, love Car 54. Where are you?
The TV show.
The TV show. And when was that on, Tom? Well, here's how old
it was.
It
was in
is.
Black and white.
The lyrics to the theme song of Car 54 has the airport Idlewild in it.
No! So Kennedy wasn't even...
No Kennedy.
Yeah. And what a great Idlewild. Name, though, for an airport. Idlewild?
It is cool, yeah.
The airport belongs to
why
us.
Didn't they, why didn't they keep... Hey, Idlewild's cool. Let's give somebody another airport, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. Go back to Idlewild.
We like Idlewild.
I said, why wasn't Car 54 ever made into a movie? And I find out it was.
Yeah, David Johansen.
1994 with, David Johansen and John McGinley as the two principals.
Big flop.
Fran Drescher was also in it.
Love her.
Bobby
Flay too.
You know. Bobby
Flay. It was not a good movie.
You did see it? I saw part of it. I remember being aware of it, and I remember being fascinated that it made like $1 million at the box office or something, and then I would see it on video, and just, man, how did this happen?
I don't remember the theme to Car 54. Do you, Tom?
Yeah.
And for those who don't remember, David Johansen's
Locked Up Brooklyn
alias, Buster Poindexter.
And sadly, David is gone. He was the lead singer of the New York Dolls.
Yeah.
But he was a decent actor. He was in that Bill Murray movie, Scrooged.
Yeah, he's funny. He is a good actor.
Yeah, and he played.
He's in Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss.
Was he Christmas Past? Or I forget.
Yes. Which. Yeah.
You like the New York Dolls, huh, Tom?
Yeah, but his most famous thing is Hot, Hot, Hot.
Yeah, of course. But sadly,
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Great theme song.
Was it funny at all?
No. Yeah, they did two good actors. The guy that would become...
Actually,
it was Fred Gwynne and Grandpa.
Yeah, Fred Gwynne was a terrific actor. He became famous as Herman Munster.
And Mrs. Garrett was in it, one of the police officer's wives, Charlotte Ray.
Yeah, Charlotte Ray.
There was a guy named Tootie. It was kind of a...
Yeah, that Joey Brown.
Yeah, it was funny.
His catchphrase, I'm not making this up, was...
Something like...
No, it's, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
I thought that was Horseshack's.
Nope. Joey Brown.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Chick, I'll ask you, was it funny?
No. No.
Was it meant to be funny?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was just a comedy. Yeah. There was a laugh track.
It was.
People
okay.
were laughing. I just did not join them.
I got a movie review from my 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah?
She walked out of the new Pixar movie.
Huh.
She went with one of the young ladies helping us out. And
have you ever been more proud of one of your
children? Yeah, because I'm famous for walking out of movies
right.
when they stink.
Right.
But I was astonished. That must really blow.
There's no way it's that bad.
I listened to a podcast, and one of the guys connected with it said they've marketed all wrong, and we were very disappointed.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, didn't they have 10 different writers and a couple different directors?
What's it called?
Elio? Or?
Yeah,
Elio.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, well, I don't know. Hart says it stinks. Mm. So there's your review from a 9-year-old.
How long did she make it?
Not very. I think like 20 minutes.
Really? Oh, really? Are you sure she didn't like poop her pants or something?
I'm positive.
Because I've done that, and I had to leave a movie.
I pooped my pants in a movie and stayed. That's how good the movie was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, we also have a positive review for Superman, right?
Oh, yeah. My son Max said it's the best superhero movie he's ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah, and
ever.
I don't know if he's ever seen any other ones.
I've got a positive. My daughter, my 12-year-old, loved F1.
Okay. Is that the Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah, okay. and essentially it's an Elvis movie with much better photography.
Oh, okay.
The storyline, written on a napkin, the dialogue's terrible, but you know.
Oh, all right.
But she loved it. So.
I haven't been to the movie theater since before COVID, so.
I saw the new Jurassic Park.
Did you like it?
That was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you like the original Jurassic Park?
Love.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I still to this day remember what it was like to see those special effects.
One of the greatest movie theater experiences ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they obviously trained the dinosaurs. That's the fake thing.
Absolutely.
Because real dinosaurs wouldn't do that because how the hell do they do that?
Who knows how many
it's amazing.
Died.
There's a great documentary on HBO Max or whatever they're calling it. Max HBO with Spielberg. And he says... They called me in to look at the new CGI right before Jurassic Park started, and he goes, well, this is a game changer.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
It was something about getting the hair right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple quick movie reviews from the kids. You got a thumbs up for F1, a thumbs up for Superman, and a thumbs down for Elio.
Okay.
Sorry. Right. I had alluded to something earlier, and I did a little homework, and I found this out. So if you're just joining us, hello. Thank you very much. We are in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. This is the Bob and Tom program. And Ms. Hooker, do you recognize this sound?
I recognize the sound. I can't tell you what it's from.
It's, of course, this is one of the transition sounds used in the James Bond movies.
Oh, okay.
The good ones with Sean Connery.
I think for her to say that it sounds familiar is something.
But it's because of this show. It's not.
Have you ever seen any of the early James Bond movies?
No. I haven't seen any James Bond
movies.
Yeah,
the tone was much different then than now. They take themselves seriously.
Other than when the evil villain, the eye shows up.
Yeah, now they call it a franchise, which, you know, McDonald's is a franchise. Movies shouldn't be franchises.
Tentpole, I believe, isn't it?
In any event, I had mentioned this because Chick had made the statement that we were talking about. This is way too much setup. Jeffrey, you were saying that when you brought home a rap album, your dad crushed it and hated it.
Right.
You were saying that's how the people perceive the Beatles, right, Chick?
Yeah.
Back in the day, they
hippies,
would say.
That's right.
And I remembered.
They thought it was the end of civilization with this rock and roll music.
In a James Bond movie, I couldn't remember exactly what it was. Here it is. In a scene early in the film, Bond is having dinner with a woman while sipping Dom Perignon 53.
Oh, naturally. Yeah, he wouldn't go 54 at all.
When the villain is mentioned, Bond quips, "My dear girl, there are some things that just aren't done, such as drinking Dom Perignon 53 above the temperature of 38 degrees Fahrenheit. That's just as bad as listening to the Beatles without earmuffs."
Oh! Really?
Right. Yeah. And that, of course, was from this great movie.
Goldfinger!
He's like he was slipping into a warm bath.
That's a moan. What that was.
One of the greatest themes of all time.
And ham-fisted vocals.
There's a terrific documentary out there called Becoming Led Zeppelin. Is that the title, Ace?
It is.
Yeah.
It's great. And believe it or not, one of the guitar players on that song is Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. Wow. And one of the other players, I'm not sure if he was playing bass or keyboards.
It turns out he can play everything.
Is John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. And they talk about doing that session with Shirley Bassey, who, by the way, is still alive, who comes in and just, that's one of the coolest, weirdest, great vocals of all time.
She is still alive. But
it's Ethel Merman-esque.
Do you call that living, though?
For that song, it's so perfect. Just
oh, sure, it worked.
Through.
Worked real well.
Yeah, and that documentary, it's about the invention, if you will, of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
I think Shirley Bassey's the only one to have done more than one Bond song.
Diamonds are forever. Isn't that right? I think.
But I think she's the only artist that got
really?
It.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
Maybe that'd be a fun thing to do. Who'd be the least appropriate artist to do a Bond song? Weird Al Yankovic.
You know what's funny, though? It's Weird Al did one for a Bond spoof called Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen.
That's great. Yes, what a great title.
Yeah. It was a Bond-esque theme?
Yes.
If you will.
Yeah.
But didn't... Who did the last one? Like Billie Eilish or something? Or
which is a great choice
But who would be totally inappropriate?
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you were talking about the BBL earlier. She came out because of the smell. You know how we did a story last week about the BBL has a smell.
Oh, this is the Brazilian butt lift. Yeah. There's a bad odor.
You mentioned it earlier. She came out and she kind of had a red fox thing. She's like, there isn't no odor if you know how to wipe your ass.
That's right. There isn't there no go. Odor.
Thank you, Cardi.
Yeah.
Wow. How about the B-52s? If you see a spy.
Don't say yes. You always say no.
I think we may have answered bomb. Our own question.
That is silly.
Love bomb.
Man, James Bond.
I remember waiting for that song to come on. I love that.
I love the B-52s love also.
That. What is the last novelty hit across the board hit? Has there been one?
I have lost track of novelty
the Fox
hits.
Song?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'd have to kind of change it to not a kid's song. So okay. Baby Shark doesn't count.
And the Fox thing, what does the Fox say? Do you consider that a kid's song?
Or like that new Minecraft? Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
or that new Minecraft song that doesn't count.
Jack Black. Yeah.
What does the Fox say was the number one song in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
but that wasn't. I mean, like a Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, or
Macarena,
or the Streak.
No,
the Macarena was a legit dance.
Okay.
Well, now we're asking questions we can't answer. But if you want to see a good documentary, watch that Becoming Led Zeppelin. It's And it's really cool.
This, the AI on my Google says WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion is considered a novelty song.
No.
Yeah, that's an interesting definition for that. I wouldn't have thought
what
that.
What does WAP stand for?
A wet?
Wet ass. Mm-hmm. Sweet,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Wet ass. Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
Did they call it that in Italy?
Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. I'll ignore that. Levitating by Dua Lipa, they mentioned.
Those aren't novels. Those are just pop hits.
That's a pop song.
That's
yeah.
a great song. Right? I'm going to go see her this year. She's touring.
They also exhibit characteristics of novelty songs due to their catchy melodies and danceable rhythms.
No, that's not valid.
All right.
Well. A novelty song is Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. A novelty song has got to be
the Curly Shuffle.
Or yes.
Pac-Man yeah. Fever.
Yes, those are novelty songs.
The Curly Shuffle, huh? Okay.
Hey-mo! Hey-mo!
Oh, I love the Curly Shuffle.
I do, too.
Great song. Love that, and you can love Led Zeppelin in the same sentence. And Shirley Bassey. That's
no, don't love Shirley Bassey.
Oh, that's a... Come on.
Goldfinger!
Yeah, I agree with both of you.
But what's the one you hated the most was Skyfall?
Skyfall. Nothing but Skyfall. Oh, look, it's Skyfall. Oh, I hope it's not Skyfall.
Do you think they... Sometimes
I'll be damned, it's Skyfall.
Sometimes they kind of have to force the lyrics in there.
Well, yeah.
Like... Thunderball, that made no sense at all.
Thunderball.
Why didn't Weird Al do Sky Mall about purchasing
about
weird
the,
things?
About the defunct right, magazine. Right. Okay.
Heaven Above Me, The we'll Spy Who Loved Me. Carly Simon.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Oh, that's a great one.
A View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
I'll pass. Okay.
That's Skyfall-esque. You'll have a view to a kill. And the love...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.